I have just returned from the annual family reunion. Gathered from 8 states, we played and laughed and told family stories to the youngest members of our tribe. And yet something waited, quietly watching from the tree line. It waited until 10 minutes before I left, and my cousin said, "I love Trump." There it was, finally spoken out loud. In a way, it was a relief. "I know, I don't." She looked at me. "I know, I do." She stepped into the house divided and wanted to talk. I could have pounced on her and her reasons, ripped them apart with sharpened teeth, and rent the entire Trump conversation to tatters and bits. I did not. "I love you no matter," I said. She said, "I love you too." In that moment, we chose love and family. I am not a Trump fan. I take every opportunity to debunk the ideology. However, I chose to leave the bait on the hook and walk away. I don't always do this, even with family. But today was the annual family reunion, and I chose peace over a house divided. I knew the conversation would change nothing. It would only hurt. It would further divide a family already born of division. For one day, I could leave Trump at the gate. Today was about family. We chose peace. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Powerful words. It was hard to be silent. It was hard to walk away. Yet I could hear my grandmother whisper, "A la familia, Louisette." I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.